Science fiction convention ChiCon 7, or WorldCon, will be at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Chicago this weekend. At the convention, the hosts will announce the winners of the 2012 Hugo Awards. WMUK's science fiction and fantasy experts John Wenger and Andrea Johnson talked about a few of the nominees' latest reads, as well as a few others.
Science fiction has gone meta, or self-referential, lately. Joe Walton's Among Others, which won the Nebula Award this year, is about a girl escaping a difficult childhood in the pages of her favorite science fiction and fantasy books. And last year's debut novel, How to Live Safely in a Science Fictional Universe by Charles Yu, features a time travel technician, named Charles Yu, discovering that the key to finding his missing father may be in a book titled How to Live Safely in a Science Fictional Universe.
Another title that self-referentially draws upon its own genre is Jim C. Hines' newest novel, Libriomancer, the first in his new Magic Ex Libris series. If the magic of a story has ever leapt off the page and seduced you into knowing that dragons and wizards and galactic empires and zombies exist, Libriomancer is the book for you. If you adore the physical object known as book, this is the story for you. Doesn't hurt, either, that Jim Hines is one heck of a storyteller. Due to a careless transgression, Isaac has been forbidden from using Libriomancy. His only remnant of his short magical career is his pet fire spider, Smudge. And yes, even a spider can be magical, can have been gently tugged from the pages of a book to sit on one's shoulder and burst into flames at the sight of danger. So, lonely and a bit bored, Isaac spends his days in a tiny municipal library in northern Michigan. When the library is attacked by vampires, it's time for Isaac and his friend Lena to find out what's really going on. As the magic of Libriomancer is based on items that can be pulled out of books, the narrative is peppered with science fiction culture references as Isaac uses his love of the genre to fill his pockets with access to thermal detonators, magic swords, and laser guns. Some books have even been locked shut because, of course, we can't have everyone running around with Frodo's magic ring, now can we? But Libriomancer is more than a fun, thought-provoking book. It's a love letter to genre fiction. If science fiction rather than fantasy is more your thing, the recent novel Red Shirts by John Scalzi will certainly interest you.
Our protagonist is Ensign Andrew Dahl, just assigned to the Universal Union's flagship, the Intrepid. Sound familiar yet? These are not meant to be subtle parallels to Star Trek's Federation and Enterprise. And it doesn't stop there. The brave captain, the logical science officer, and the doctor are all there too. Once on board, Andrew discovers that no one wants to accompany the command crew when they explore strange new worlds, because it sure won't be the main characters who wear gold and blue shirts getting eaten or vaporized or falling in lava. It'll be the walk-ons, the characters without first names, the Red Shirts. Now, the tragicomical fate of the Red Shirts on Star Trek has been a joke among science fiction fans ever since the original series in the 60s. Scalzi's even said that the idea was low-hanging fruit that he was surprised no one else had really picked before. But Red Shirts isn't just a one-joke dark comedy. Scalzi goes meta early in the book, with the characters discovering what's behind the curtain, and, without giving too much away, meeting their makers and demanding to determine their own fates. Red Shirt's full title is A Novel with Three Codas, and as fun as the rest of the book is, it's these last chapters, following the novel's own secondary characters, the real Red Shirts, that gives the book its heart, and you may even need a tissue by the end. John Scalzi will be Toastmaster at ChiCon 7, the World Science Fiction Convention in Chicago this Labor Day weekend. And Jim Hines is nominated for a Hugo Award at the convention.
That was WMUK's science fiction and fantasy fans John Wenger and Andrea Johnson.